Matura Exam 8. Extended. Exercise 1, page 130. Speaker 1.
What I appreciate most about travelling is the opportunity it gives you to meet new people. Sometimes chatting to the locals can give you a better insight into the native culture than any tour guide or tour book could offer. Once in Egypt, for example, I started chatting with a man on the street who ended up asking me to share a meal with his family. It was a very memorable experience. Also, traveling makes it possible to get to know fellow travelers. I'm still in touch with a Canadian couple I met while traveling in Mexico. Generally, I think that if you are flexible and not determined to follow a fixed schedule while traveling, you can really invest in relationships with the people that you meet.
Speaker 2.
I have stayed in a range of accommodation over the course of my travels, but there is one place that stands out from all the others. A few years ago, while backpacking through Central America, I spent several nights in a treehouse right in the middle of a rainforest. It had a viewing platform that had an amazing view of the wildlife below. The only drawback was that I had to climb up a rope in order to get to the house each evening. I found that pretty tiring, not to mention terrifying. But each time I saw the view at the top, I knew it was worth it. It was unlike anywhere I had ever stayed before.
Speaker 3.
I will never forget my trip to Ayers Rock in Australia. The coach from Alice Springs to Ayers Rock was supposed to take 6 hours. Unfortunately, though, about halfway through the journey, the bus broke down. Everybody had to get off, and we were left in the middle of the outback with the sun beating down on us. But once we had finished complaining about our cruel luck, we noticed the amazing scenery around us. I took some great photos of the area. And later, one of the passengers got out a guitar and we all started singing songs together. In the end, we didn't reach Ayers Rock until the evening. But with everything that had come before it, I barely recall much at all about the attraction. And I'm glad that the day didn't go to plan.
Speaker 4.
What I remember most about my trip to Thailand a few years ago was the many cultural differences I came across. For example, in Thailand, people do not shake hands when they greet each other. Instead, they press their hands together and lower their head slightly. Visitors also need to be aware that the feet are considered to be the dirtiest part of the body. When you are sitting, you should always be careful not to point your feet towards a Thai person. As you can imagine, I had to concentrate very hard on my body language. My experience made me realize how much social rules vary between countries, and I gained a totally different perspective on my own culture.